It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Four of the area's Catholic high school football teams made it to the postseason, and three of them have moved on to round two. In our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night, Bishop Hartley scored 14 points in the first half and then held on to beat London 14-8. Also last Friday, DeSales handed Cincinnati Turpin its first loss of the season, 27-13. On Saturday, Newark Catholic crushed Reidsville Eastern 35-7, and Fisher Catholic season came to an end, losing to Harvest Prep 37-7. So it's on to the regional semifinal round tonight, and our crew heads to Miami Trace, where 9-2 DeSales takes on 10-1 Harrison in the second round of the Division II playoffs. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you the live play-by-play immediately following the preview show right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. Also tonight, 10-1 Hartley battles 10-1 Granville at Watkins Memorial in round two of the Division III playoffs. Tomorrow, 8-3 Newark Catholic faces 8-3 Shadyside in round two of the Division VII playoffs. When we come back, we'll talk with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, about Hartley's win over London last week and preview tonight's DeSales-Harrison showdown. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on AM 820.
It's time to experience the new look of Lincoln at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus. Like the all-new 2020 Lincoln Aviator, the luxurious midsize SUV with seating for seven, or the new Lincoln Navigator with spacious second and third row seating, 450 horsepower engine, and state-of-the-art technology. And at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus, we believe there's no greater luxury than your time. That's why every new Lincoln comes with complimentary pickup and delivery for all service. Experience Lincoln for yourself. Bob Boyd Lincoln, I-270 and Sawmill Road, or at lincolnofcolumbus.com.
You're invited to be a part of the greatest weekend in high school football, the OHSAA State Championships in Canton, Ohio. Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium hosts all seven title games, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Make it a weekend to remember with the state finals and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Log on to the football page at OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, championship games, and tickets. Don't miss your chance to be a part of history.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. In our game of the week last Friday night, Bishop Hartley knocked off London 14-8 in round one of the Division III playoffs. Our Larry Wolf was there to bring you the call, and he joins us now. Larry, both the Hawks and Red Raiders came into this one putting up big numbers offensively, so you kind of figured it was going to be a shootout, but it turned into a defensive battle, didn't it?
Well, it certainly did, and you know, Hartley dominated the game. They dominated the line of scrimmage. They dominated everything except the scoreboard. You know, when it was all said and done, it was still 14-0 in the fourth quarter. And even though Hartley seemed to be in total control, and they were never really threatened in terms of losing the game, you got to give London a lot of credit because they just did what they do. They put nine guys in the box. They said, we're not going to let Hartley run the ball on us. And you know, they kept the score low. And in the end, they scored with 52 seconds left. And they had a chance to recover an onside kick. Now, they didn't do it, and Hartley moved on. The better team won the game. But if there's a template out there to beat Hartley, I think a lot of folks are going to be interested in watching that London tape.
Larry, you talked about it there. Hartley, even though the scoreboard didn't reflect, it seemed like they were in control the whole game last week. With that being said, though, is there any concern for the Hawks moving forward in the fact that they weren't able to put that one away?
Well, yeah, the template has been published now. You know, everybody knows what you have to do. And now Hartley certainly didn't open up, you know, every avenue that they had. They didn't throw the ball a lot of times. they have the ability to score from a lot of different places. I mean, they can run outside, they can run inside, they can throw the football. And by the way, Miles Fleming is a tremendous quarterback, and he can beat you with his feet and with his arm. But they weren't able to just put the nail in the coffin last week. And I think other teams that might be even more talented than, let's say, London, are going to look at that tape and say, listen, London can do this, we can do this, and we may have some athletes that can hang with Hartley. So it's going to be a little bit more troublesome for Hartley than I think they want it to be.
Joined by our color analyst, Larry Wolf. Larry and Randy Reinhardt are at Miami Trace High School tonight as DeSales takes on Harrison in round two of the Division II playoffs. It's our game of the week immediately after the preview show right here on AM 820. Last week, the Stallions knocked off an undefeated team from Cincinnati in Turpin. How does DeSales get past Harrison tonight, Coach?
Well, Harrison throws the football around the yard. I mean, they're averaging almost 300 yards passing. And the problem with that is you get in colder weather and more inclement weather, it's going to be maybe a little bit more difficult to throw the football. DeSales is giving up about 20 points a game, somewhere in that range. And so they don't have the suffocating defenses that made DeSales famous for the last 40 years. But they're getting to run the football like they have been running it for the last 40 years. And with Quintel Quinn running the football, they can control the clock and keep Harrison off the field. And that's how DeSales is going to have to win this game. They're going to keep Harrison off the field.
Larry, you just mentioned it. It may not be the triple option, but DeSales has gotten back to those running routes. The last 4 weeks, Quintel Quinn has rushed for over 200 yards in three of the four games, and then 160 in that other one, the loss to Hartley. Is this the way DeSales football is supposed to be played?
Yeah, it has been played that way for a long time. The difference now, however, is because DeSales has gone through some tough times, they've actually developed a better passing attack than they had in all those other years. There are many years where DeSales couldn't throw the ball. Now, they've had some great quarterbacks along the way who could. But for a lot of those years, DeSales simply had the ground pound. Well, now they can do that with Quintel Quinn, but they can also throw the football just enough to keep you honest. And that's exactly how DeSales is going to have to win this game tonight.
Now, real quick, Larry. Hartley plays Granville tonight, and Newark Catholic takes on Shadyside tomorrow. How can they both get wins and move on?
Well, Hartley's going to have to do the same thing to Granville that I just said DeSales is going to do. Hartley's going to—they're going to pound the football. They are going to keep the football, and they're going to—they're going to—I think this is a bad matchup for Granville. Quite honestly, they're not a big, strong, physical team. They are lightning fast on offense, and they throw the football around and they can score a lot of points. But Hartley's going to play man-to-man on those receivers. They're going to take away any chance to run the football, and they're going to storm the castle and try to just destroy the line of scrimmage on defense. And when they get the football on offense, Hartley's going to keep the football away from them. On the other side, Newark Catholic, listen, I would never say anything about Newark Catholic football other than they know how to win. They have a history of 45 or 50 years of winning football, and they're not intimidated by anybody. Don't let their record fool you. They play a brutal schedule. They can stand toe-to-toe with anybody in that division. And I look for Newark Catholic to actually win that game.
And Newark Catholic has 8 state championship trophies in that trophy case as well. Larry, thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to hearing you and Randy about 40 minutes from now.
Outstanding. We'll be there, and it looks like it's going to be a good night for football, so let's have at it.
All righty, Larry. Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt bringing you the game of the week as DeSales battles Harrison in round two of the Division II playoffs. That game comes your way immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Don't forget to stay tuned after the game for the final AM 820 scoreboard show of the season, presented by this week's Sports and Able Roofing. Our own Ryan Baker and this week's sports editor, Lee Cochran, give you all the playoff scores from around the state and talk with the winning coaches from the area. You can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM820 Scoreboard and get all the scores at our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. Time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk about tonight's games with DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallions wide receiver and defensive back Owen Faulkner. Then it's Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks linebacker and running back Mason Sawyer. Stay with us.
Jeff here from Custom Air. Early in his career, the president of Custom Air noticed the peers he respected always did 3 things well. They took care of their customers, retained good employees, and earned respect in the community. At Custom Air, we follow these same principles, and it all starts with our team members. You'll find our employees are committed to quality, customer service, and trust with each and every one of our customers. It's the way we do things. That's the Custom Air way. Custom Air, custom solutions, custom comfort.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit oaklandnursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's oaklandnursery.com.
Looking for a Ford Explorer or Jeep? Bob Boyd Lancaster is your one-stop shop. It's the only place in Central Ohio where you can test drive both and compare side-by-side, where they go head-to-head to get you the best deal.
So make it easy. One place, five brands. It's the Bob Boyd way.
St. Francis DeSales is 9-2, and more importantly, on to round two of the Division II playoffs. After beating Cincinnati Turpin 27-13 last Friday night, Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joining us now on the preview show. And Ryan, your defense was stout, holding the explosive Spartans to just 180 yards in total offense, just 68 yards on the ground, forcing two fumbles and two interceptions along the way. What do you like about the way your defense is playing right now?
I think we've gotten much better as the year has went on. Our communication was great. We were really dialed in. I thought we did a good job of mixing our pressures and our different looks in coverages and kind of made it more difficult because it was an explosive offense. It was one of those where you were worried, you know, at every snap. But we did a good job. And then I thought the physicality of the game, not just the defensive physicality, but the way we were able to run the ball sort of caught up to them in the second half. You know, they started making some mistakes, maybe a little bit uncharacteristic of a 10-0 team, dropping the ball, you know, overshooting a route, throwing an interception. And I think our physicality is what caused that. So I was really happy about that.
Coach, you mentioned the ground game. In your last four games, Quintel Quinn has rushed for 224, 230, 161, and 278 yards last week on 38 carries. What has been the key to his success on the ground this last month?
Well, you know, he's such a dynamic player, such a special player. He's explosive. He can be physical as well. He's a really good running back, and he commands a lot of attention. And so I really like the way our guys up front have played as well. I think that's an area where we've gotten better and better. And to me, it's, you know, November football is run the football, play defense, you know, take what they give you, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you're playing really good people. So I don't think you can totally be a one-trick pony, but we've certainly rode Quintel, and I think we need to continue to do so because when we're successful in that area, it just opens everything else up.
Coach, in the third quarter last week, you fell behind 13-7, and when I was out at practice this week, we were talking, and you said that your team didn't blink an eye at that moment because outside of the Fenwick game, you guys have pretty much been in dogfights all season long. How important is that this time of year?
I think it's huge. Yeah, I mean, everybody that you play at this point is very, very good. You know, a really good team is going to lose and go home. That's the reality of it. So you're going to be put in some tough situations. And one thing that's been really cool about this year when we look back, whenever it's all over, is the amount of times we've had to come from behind in the second half. Sometimes in the fourth quarter, you know, once or twice in the last drive, but definitely in the second half, come from behind and win. I think there's some character in that. I think there's some toughness in that. I think, you know, I don't think every team is capable of doing that. And so that's been refreshing. Now, the flip side of that, I told our team we can't live on the edge every week. You know, let's play a little cleaner. You know, let's not turn the ball over. Let's make good on our opportunities when we have them. But regardless of what happens, this team is a bunch of fighters, and I think any coach wants that out of their team.
Joined on the preview show by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. His Stallions are at Miami Trace High School tonight facing Harrison in round two of the playoffs. It's our CCL Game of the Week live right here on AM 820. Since you played on Thursday night in week 10, coach, of the regular season, you were able to go out on Friday that night to scout possible playoff opponents. And the team you went out and watched was the Wildcats. What did you see from Harrison?
Well, I saw a really explosive offense, a quarterback that was really on point. I compare them. People ask me to compare them to Central Ohio teams. I compare them to some of those Hilliard-Bradley teams that could throw the ball down the field so well. He can hit a home run at any time, and, you know, everything kind of starts and ends with him. But got a nice little running back that's provided a lot of balance. I think the quarterback has thrown for over 3,000 yards. And then aggressive on defense. They got a toughness about them. I mean, you can see it. There's a little bit of a swagger in how they play. Their only loss was a 10-7 loss early in the year. It could have gone either way to a team that's still undefeated. So, you know, great community support. One of those towns has had a ton of success. I think they've been in the playoffs 6 years in a row, and this particular class has had a lot of success. So, you know, typical playoff atmosphere. I mean, they're riding a lot of momentum. They have an explosive offense. They got a big-time quarterback, great offense, aggressive defense. I mean, they're good. They're very, very good, very, very solid, and I guess it's what you expect in the playoffs, and especially in Division II.
Coach, you just talked about Harrison's quarterback, Connor Kinnett. He has thrown for 3,041 yards and 30 touchdowns this season. Will it help you guys against them this week, having just played a Turpin team that liked to throw the ball as well last week?
I certainly hope so. I thought we played against a good quarterback and a good offense, but we also, as I said, we were on point and we made some things happen. We executed well. That's the key. We'll have to match that kind of effort again, you know, in order to be successful. And that'll be the key is, can we do that? Can we execute as well? Can we match that? Because it's only going to take a play here or a play there for them to be successful. So, you know, that's the magical question. I think if we can have the same kind of effort we had last week, I think we have a chance to play good defense. But, you know, we'll see if Harrison and this quarterback and these guys allow us to do that, you know, because they're really good at what they do also.
Okay, Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck tonight against Harrison in our game of the week here on AM 820.
Okay, thanks, guys.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins, even with that huge game that Quintel Quinn had last week, Coach said that the team's MVP last week just might have been Owen Faulkner, who had some key catches on offense and a huge interception on defense. Ryan Baker spoke with the senior wide receiver and defensive back after practice Tuesday.
Owen, a huge 27-13 win over Turpin last week in round one of the Division II playoffs. I know it was huge for you guys after missing out on the playoffs the last 2 years just to get back in. I mean, you guys had a good feeling, but how good did it feel to get that playoff win?
Oh, it was really good. It was so nice. I mean, we haven't had the experience, so coming in with no experience of no one on the team, it was a little bit difficult. We weren't sure what to expect, but we got everything. We got everything done, and we accomplished what we wanted to.
We can talk about your offense real quick and Quintel Quinn. He's had a heck of a four-week stretch here. I mean, he's had a great year, but another career high for him last week, 278 yards, three touchdowns. How big is that for you guys on the offense, knowing you got a workhorse?
Oh,
like
man,
that?
It's huge. I mean, you don't want to mess up any play, but you know if you do, he's going to step up for you. He's going to make some plays happen. So it's really great to have him. It's great to have him, yeah.
The defense, though, may have been the story last week. You guys hold a potent Turpin offense to just 180 yards. You forced four turnovers, one of them an interception for you. How good was your defense last week?
It was amazing. I know we played very sound. We didn't do anything wrong. We had a couple mistakes here and there that we fixed. We adjusted to what they were doing to us, and then we capitalized on every little mistake they made.
Talking to Coach, he said, yeah, Quintel had that big game, but maybe you were the MVP of the game, talking about your interception and your play on both sides of the ball. When you hear that, how does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel great. You know, I wasn't ready to be done with the season, you know what I mean? I was just playing my heart out, and I thought I did the great job as best as I could.
You guys move on this week. You're taking on Harrison, another team from the Cincinnati area, another team with a potent offense and only one loss on the year. How good would it feel for you guys to give them number two?
Oh, man, we're really excited for it. It'd be great for us to do that. I think we're going to. It's going to be a great game.
Their quarterback, Connor Kinnett, 2 weeks in a row you're facing good quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. He's thrown for over 3,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, just five picks. What have you seen on film from him, and what are you guys going to have to do to slow him down?
He's a great quarterback, a little bit different than what we faced last week. He's not as mobile, but he's a lot bigger, more physical than we've seen. So it's going to be a challenge for us, but I think we'll be ready for it.
You talk about things you guys have seen and getting you ready for moments like this, your tough schedule. You've been in a fight every game this year, it seems like, except for just a couple. How do you think that the season, the way it's played out, is preparing you right now for this moment?
Everything we've been through has been preparing us for right now, and I think we'll be ready for anything that's thrown at us. So it's been good that we've gotten to face all these challenges and that we'll be ready for anything.
Well, and thanks a lot for this. Good luck this week when you guys take on Harrison.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Our thanks to DeSales wide receiver and defensive back Owen Faulkner and our Ryan Baker, the Stallions at Miami Trace tonight, taking on Harrison in the second round of the Division II playoffs. It's our game of the week right here on AM 820, right after the preview show. Bishop Hartley moves on to round two of the Division III playoffs following last week's 14-8 win over London in our game of the week. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joining us now on the preview show. And coach, were there some anxious moments as the Red Raiders scored with just 52 seconds left and then lined up for an onside kick?
No, I mean, no more than normal. I thought we were in control of the game the whole time, and I felt like they would have had a tough time working the ball down the field to score. I think they scored off a turnover, if I'm not mistaken, to get the ball that close. So I think we were still in pretty good shape. We had, I mean, obviously they're a good football team, and they have some momentum, and that means something. But I never, ever felt like we were in any position to not move forward. So all hats off to London. We knew it was going to be a tight game. Thought it was going to be tight the whole way. But, yeah, we were happy to get out of there with a win, and it was a hard-fought, earned win.
Coach, your defense was great last week, holding London to just 167 yards rushing, and you forced three turnovers. On the season, your team is giving up just 12.5 points a game, and in the six games since your loss to Clinton Massey, just 8 points a game. Have we not given your defense enough love this year?
No, I think they have. I mean, they had a lot of kids honored on the all-district team, and that was well-deserved, I thought. I think there was even, you know, obviously a lot of kids that should have been honored, as always is when you've had a nice year, and you like to see them get some recognition because it is important to the kids. But the defense has done great. You know, we've won a couple tight, low-scoring ball games that have the defense been called upon. But, you know, games like tonight, Granville scores a lot of points. The offense may need to step up. That's been the great part about the game in the team this year, is that the opposite side of the ball has really helped out. You know, whatever side of the ball was up to the challenge or needed to go against the challenge. For example, week four against Chaminade, they were kind of scoring with us early, and offense had to keep going. So, no, the credit has been great, and it's been well-deserved, and the defense is playing great. But you're always careful. You don't want to get too fat and happy yet.
Coach, that's two very physical games in a row that your team has played and wins over DeSales in London. Do you worry at all about what that could do to your team?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think that the longer you go with physical games, there's only so much you can take. I mean, you're into to the 12th week, and obviously DeSales is fantastic and physical, and London was fantastic and physical. But you got to think that, you know, what was that game with Fitch like? And what was that game with Clinton Massey like? And, you know, that team in New Jersey we started off with, they're in the semifinals in the big school division in New Jersey. So these are tough physical games we've played all year. The kids have done great, but you're always scared that it's going to take a toll at some point.
Joined on the preview show by Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, is Hawks taking on Granville tonight at Watkins Memorial in the second round of the Division III playoffs. The Blue Ace is definitely more balanced on offense than London, coach. What challenges does that pose for your defense?
Well, the quarterback's a really smart, heady kid. Obviously, he's a coach's son, and he's a nice runner as well. So that's going to provide us a real big challenge, that he can throw it and throw it deep. And yet he can run and take off with it as well. So that's going to be a tough thing for us. They live off the home run pass, like the deep ball, and that is a big challenge for us that we've got to make sure we take care of. If we give up a whole bunch of deep passes, that ain't good for us. Obviously, we're going to try to challenge them physically so that doesn't happen. But that's the game within the game right there.
And then on the other side of the ball, Granville has been stout all season long on defense, giving up just 9 points a game. What does your offense need to do tonight to score some points?
Well, we're going to figure out a way to kind of muscle them. I think that, you know, we want to present a physical challenge to them. They're very well coached. They're very good. But, you know, it's a little bit of a different game than what they've played, a lot of spread teams. And maybe they're up to the physical challenge that we'll bring to them. But I know that it's different than what they've seen throughout the year.
And then, coach, finally, I know you don't like talking about injuries, but you lost your left tackle, Deion Drake, for the season last week. He also plays a big part on the defensive line for you. How does that change things here moving forward?
Well, he's a good leader for us, and that's a big thing. Like, that changes who we are a little bit as a football team, because he's such an inspirational leader. Now, sometimes that could help us, because the kids want to make sure that Deion, when he went down in battle last week, that it wasn't done in vain. he's an unbelievable kid, an unbelievable young man, worked really hard, had a great year for us on the offensive line. So we'll play hard for him. Strategically, you know, what we'll do is we'll move Daniel Toussaint to tackle. And that, I think, gives us – our tight ends and tackles are kind of the same. And that allows Alex Michael to play a little more tight end, or allows us to get you know, as guys leave the game, guys come back. Getting Angelo back allows us to get Angelo and Richard on the field at the same time. So we can kind of move some pieces around, still have a really good, strong football team. But injuries are the worst part of the game for coaches. It's just heart-wrenching.
Okay, Coach, good luck tonight against Granville.
Thanks, guys.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. Mason Sawyer scored one of the Hawks' two touchdowns last week. Our Ryan Baker caught up with the senior running back and linebacker earlier this week.
Mason, big 14-8 win last week in round one of the playoffs over London. A tough, hard-fought, physical game on both sides. How did you think that you guys did facing that adversity?
We knew it was going to be a really physical game. They're a really good team. I think they're one of the best teams in our region, and so we were really excited to come play them. We knew it was going to be a physical game, so I think our defense really stepped up.
I saw a quote from you after the game, how you said you were pretty nervous heading into that week because they reminded you a lot of Clinton Massey. Did that experience against Clinton Massey earlier this year, do you think that helped you guys last week?
Absolutely. Coach Birchfield preaches all the time. You know, his best teams have been teams that have one, two losses, and, you know, that loss has definitely helped us and made us more of a mature football team.
Defensively, we talk about your guys' offense a lot, but we don't talk about your defense a whole bunch. But your defense has only given up 12.5 points a game this year. Oh, I think only eight since that loss to Clinton Massey in the six games since. And last week you hold London to the fewest amount of yards on the ground they've had all year. What is making this defense so good?
Well, we got a lot of senior experience, and I think we've seen a lot of stuff, so we definitely have a lot of experience on that side of the ball. And going back to the Clinton Massey game, I know I'm talking about it a lot, but we don't really see offenses like that, so I think that we got that experience under our belt. We kind of seen even more than what we've already seen.
You guys move on to the regional semifinals. You're taking on Granville. They're a team that's a little more of a balanced attack, maybe even a little more on the passing side. Is it difficult to switch up that defense week to week like that?
For us, I really don't think it is. I think we got a lot of skill guys, and we're gonna put a lot of guys out in coverage. So I think we're just going to respond. So
they're a team that's averaging over 30 points a game so far on the year. Big win last week over Zanesville, 41-7. What are you guys going to have to do defensively this week to slow them down?
We're going to have to give up less points. You know,
yeah.
They got a lot of weapons on that side of the ball. I know their quarterback's very good, so we got to slow him down. And, I'm going to just do my job trying to slow down the run game and let the DBs work and stop the pass game.
And then their defense has been pretty good this year, too. They're just averaging, giving up 9 points a game. For you guys offensively, I'm sure it's all going to start up front with that ground game. What do you need to do?
Oh, we just need to have a physical game up front. You know, we're going to pound the ball, and, you know, there's no secrets in this game. It's playoff football. We're going 4 yards at a time.
I know one of your guys' goals every year out here is to get to that state championship game. Last year you lost in this week to Eastmore. I'm sure that's in your mind a little bit, and obviously focused on this year. How big is that goal of state championship still in the forefront?
Oh, absolutely. It's number one. I feel like in the years past we got kind of complacent in the playoffs, that we kind of underestimated the opponents we played, and I think this year we have a kind of an advantage. We're kind of playing desperate each game, so.
Well, Mason, thanks a lot for this. Good luck this week when you guys take on Granville in round two of the playoffs.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Our thanks to Hartley running back and linebacker Mason Sawyer. The Hawks are at Watkins Memorial tonight to take on Granville in round two of the Division III playoffs. When we come back, we'll check in with Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello and Green Wave running back Derek Hawk. Then it's Fisher Catholic coach Doug Miller on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
You're invited to be a part of the greatest weekend in high school football, the OHSAA State Championships in Canton, Ohio. Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium hosts all seven title games, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Make it a weekend to remember with the state finals and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Log on to the football page at OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, championship games, and tickets. Don't miss your chance to be a part of history.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from MiracleMotorMart.com. Go to our website and see about 400 vehicles at great prices. Financing for all credit situations. 28 years serving our community. Largest independent in the state by number of cars sold. Save big, but don't wait, because nothing lasts long at MiracleMotorMart.com. Start online, then visit our two locations, north and east. Great prices, big savings. That's MiracleMotorMart.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on AM 820. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Newark Catholic is on to round two of the Division 7 playoffs following last week's 35-7 win over Reidsville Eastern. Green Wave head coach Ryan Aiello joins us now. And coach, how good did it feel to get that first playoff win as a head coach and do it in front of the home crowd at Whitefield?
Yeah, it was great. It was a great opportunity. Our kids put us in a great position, our senior leadership, and get us an opportunity to be at home, right, to get that home playoff opportunity. So it was awesome. I couldn't be more proud of those kids, to get that win and further, make some progress towards our goals and getting into this postseason. It was huge. You know, I was happy, really how the kids started out. I'll be honest with you, not too happy with how we finished, but excited nonetheless to be able to get that victory against a good Eastern team.
Coach, you have a huge second quarter last week, scoring 21 points, jumping out to a 28-0 halftime lead. What was the key to that first half?
Yeah, I tell you, we really, we felt that we'd have some opportunities in the passing game to get some plays based on some of the coverage that Eastern ran. And our kids were able to capitalize that. We were able to get some protection the way that they load the box, so we were able to prevent them from getting to Matt. Matt did a great job delivering the ball to the guys that he needed to do and keeping them off balance there.
Derek Hawk was an integral part to that first half. He rushed for 105 yards, a 47-yard touchdown on 13 carries. He also had a 55-yard TD catch as well. After two injury-plagued season, this was well-deserved for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't be more happy for him for the exact reasons that you just said. He has. He's just, he's had a tough case of the injuries his sophomore and junior year. And he's such a tremendous young man. The leadership that he provides this team, the talent that he brings to this team, it's incredible, and we're very happy to have him. And he's making a huge contribution to us, on the offensive side of the ball.
Speaking with Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello, his Green Wave taking on Shadyside at Meadowbrook tomorrow night in round two of the Division 7 playoffs. Now, the Tigers have a balanced offense, but they're really led by running back Wyatt Ryman. He's rushed for 1,284 yards and 24 TDs. He also has 530 receiving yards and six more scores. How difficult is it to stop a player that can hurt you both running and receiving?
Yeah, it adds a whole new element to how we need to scheme him defensively. You have to be aware of where he's at all times. He's got a great chemistry with his quarterback there and how they include him into the passing game. So we've got to be aware of his location at all times on the defensive side of the ball.
Coach, their offense has really peaked the past 2 weeks, scoring 49 points in their regular season finale and 63 in their win over Sims Valley in round one. How dangerous is it playing a team that is hitting their stride at this point of the season?
Yeah, you can see it on film how explosive they are. We've just got to make sure we do our job in playing sound football. They are very balanced, in their running attack and their passing attack. They do a great job up front. So we've got to make sure we're playing sound physical football, no mental mistakes. And again, you look at some of the weaknesses that we've had in some of our losses, we've got to limit and take away all big plays.
Coach, Central District teams were named this week, and you were the coach of the year in Division 7. Now, I'm sure you're more focused on the team and its success right now, but how special is that for you?
Yeah, I tell you, that award really just gives recognition to my coaching staff. I'm very blessed with the coaching staff that I have. These guys give everything they have to Newark Catholic, to these players, the relationships that they create with these guys, how they find unique and creative ways to put them in positions to be successful. I'm just very thankful to have those guys, and obviously the buy-in from the kids has put us in a position where we're at to be in week 12. So that's really just recognition of my coaching staff, who just do an unbelievable job each and every day.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to visit with us. Good luck tomorrow night against Shadyside in round two of the playoffs.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello. We talked with Coach about the huge game his running back Derek Hawk had last week. Our Chris Higgins spoke with the Green Wave senior at practice Wednesday.
Derek, first round of the playoffs, usually a lot of nervousness, tension going on during games like that because it's a lose-and-go-home type situation. You guys took care of that early with a 28-0 first half. Tell me how relaxed that made you guys feel going in halftime up 28-0.
Yeah, it definitely made us feel good to get a fast start, something we talk about every week, but especially in a playoff game where it is, you know, win or go home, like you said. So it's definitely big for us to get an early lead, and we just got to stay consistent through four quarters.
Part of that 28-0, you had a 47-yard TD rush and a 55-yard TD reception, so I imagine you were pretty happy with your effort on an individual basis.
Yeah, I mean, it felt good. anything I can do to help the team, I'm willing to do, and it just felt good to get that lead going into half.
You guys go on to win 35-7. You rushed for over 100 yards. First time this year, I was told. So did you feel an extra special there after having a 100-yard game?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, so I got to thank my line and everyone for, you know, it's a team effort, so it felt good.
Week one's done. Now you're on to week two against the Shadyside Tigers over at Meadowbrook Stadium. Tell me what you know about the Tigers.
You know, they're a great team. They're very, you know, well-rounded. They're a physical team, and we're expecting a really tough game on Saturday night.
You know, we talked about it. It's been a few years since you guys have been in the playoffs. Shadyside, this is their 15th playoff appearance, so you're going to be going up against quite a bit of experience. Tell me how just having that first game under your belt is going to help you from week one to week two with experience-wise.
Yeah, it definitely helps, and it also helps having some coaches on the staff that have played in the playoffs, having good history at the school, so it definitely feels good for us to get rolling here.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that these last couple days, the weather at practice has got to be something. I mean, you usually don't practice in weather like this, especially this time of year. Is it fun? Is it miserable? What's your take so far?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely got to adjust to it. You got to come prepared. And my thing is, you know, once you get running, it's not too bad, but you definitely got to come prepared. So.
Well, all righty. Well, good luck against Shadyside this week in the playoffs, and get warm.
Hey, thank you very much.
Our thanks to Newark Catholic running back Derek Hawk and our Chris Higgins for that. The Green Wave heading to Meadowbrook tomorrow for a matchup against Shadyside in round two of the Division 7 playoffs. Fisher Catholic season came to an end as they fell to Harvest Prep 37-7 last Saturday in the first round of the D7 playoffs. Irish head coach Doug Miller joins us now. And Coach, the Warriors jumped out to a 28-0 first quarter lead, and that was aided by a couple of turnovers. You can't let good teams get the ball extra times, can you?
No, you can't. We did have turnovers. I thought one was could have gone either way. It was on the kickoff. I thought the ground created the fumble. But you can't give a team with that kind of speed the ball on a short field. You just can't do it. And they were able to convert two really short two turnovers on a short field into touchdowns. And, you know, it's hard to dig out. We didn't get the ball really until the end of the first quarter. I mean, we just put it in our hands the entire first half of the first quarter.
Coach, I'm sure that those turnovers didn't help, but your offense had a little trouble getting going last week, only 135 yards. What did they do well on defense that gave you guys some trouble?
They put 11 in the box, and what happened is Starcher took a hip pointer the very first play of the game. We held the ball one time. He'd actually laid it down, but he took a hip pointer the first play, and our whole game plan was to run Fabricini, Starcher, and Crooner. Crooner took a concussion, Starcher took a hip pointer, and that made us a one-dimensional team. And because of that, we didn't have the ability to throw. We actually had 11 in the box, and it was tough. I mean, it made it real tough.
Speaking with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish wrapping up the season with a record of 8-3, a great season, Coach. What will you remember most about this year?
You know what? The fact that our kids stepped up and they played over their head in several games, you know, one that comes to mind is Burn Union, who is a very good football team. Troy Christian, and I thought we were overmatched, and we actually stepped up and played well. TCC is another game that I thought we played well in. So, again, there's a lot of highlights to the year, but to watch these young guys develop into a cohesive team was really a pleasure as a head football coach. I really had a lot of fun.
Coach, you had a dynamic offense this year, averaging 41 points a game. Three guys, Trey Fabricini, Nick Crooner, and your quarterback, Caden Starcher, rushed for over 900 yards. What made this group so explosive?
You know, it had to be our offensive line. Our offensive line was young, but they were big. And they're still young, and they're big. You know, they really worked hard, so I think I have to give a lot of the credit to the offensive line. But to have a back like Crooner and Fabricini and Starcher that can run and have the speed that they do. You know, it made a lot of fun to put game plans together.
Coach, this was your second straight trip to the postseason. How big is that as far as building blocks for this Fisher Catholic program?
It's everything to this program. So you got to remember, this program, it's been 12 years since these guys have seen a winning program. And we were able to put together, literally in 3 years, two back-to-back quarterfinal OHSAA playoff appearances. That's big for a small program. It brings kids to our front door, and it makes other parents excited about what's going on the football field and inside the classroom as well. But it was huge. It's everything to this whole program to be able to go postseason.
And, Coach, unfortunately, you're not going to be there to see the next step in the program as you stepped down as head coach yesterday. One, what's the reasoning behind you leaving the program? And, two, what are you going to remember most about your 3 years at Fisher Catholic?
You know, the thing I take with me the most is the parents and the players. Great kids, great families. The program will be fine without me. I've left the cupboards are full. A lot of great kids in place, a great coaching staff in place. So whoever's fortunate to get that job is going to find it will have success for years to come.
Well, Doug, we know that you're going to stay in coaching. You're not at liberty to say where and when just now, but we certainly wish you the best wherever you write that next chapter. And thanks for joining us for the past 3 years on the Preview Show. It's been a pleasure covering you and your team, and we wish you the best of luck with whatever comes next.
Well, guys, you know, I've really enjoyed talking to you too, and I think you guys run a quality show. And thanks for giving me the mic. I really appreciate it. And I wish you guys all the best in the new year.
All righty. Thanks, Doug. We'll catch you on a sideline, I'm sure, somewhere down the road. Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish finishing the season with a record of 8-3. We finish our season on the Preview Show right after this final timeout.
Looking for an F-150 or Ram truck? Bob Boyd Lancaster is your one-stop shop. It's the only place in Central Ohio where you can test drive both and compare side-by-side, where they go head-to-head to get you the best deal.
So make it easy. One place, five brands. It's the Bob Boyd way.
It's Randy here with Dan Tolan, the owner of the Metal Roof Company. And Dan, maybe I want to get metal roofing, but I know my homeowners association is kind of fussy. Is there any option there?
Sure is, Randy. You call 721-ROOF and you let us come out and put a stone-coated stamp steel metal roof on your house with the look of shingles.
What's the financing like on that?
How about 0%, Randy? Does that hurt your feelings?
No, it does not. Can I get an insurance discount?
Sure can.
Call 614-721-ROOF or hit the net at
themetalroofcompany.com.
Round two of the high school football playoffs is upon us, and three of the area Catholic teams are still standing. Tonight, Bishop Hartley takes on Granville at Watkins Memorial in the second round of the Division III playoffs. And in our game of the week, DeSales battles Harrison at Miami Trace in the Division II playoffs just moments from now, right here on AM 820. Tomorrow in Division VII, Newark Catholic squares off with Shadyside at Meadowbrook High School. Don't forget, after the game tonight, it's the final AM 820 scoreboard show of the season, presented by This Week Sports and Able Roofing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran give you all the playoff scores from around the state, and they'll talk with the winning Central Ohio coaches. If you have a score, tweet it to us at AM820Scoreboard. And check out our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the final preview show of the season. But as long as Hartley or DeSales keeps winning, we'll keep bringing you the game. So stay tuned to AM820 for game times and information. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells, saying one final time for 2019, thanks for listening, everybody, to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, and enjoy the game.
It's time to experience the new look of Lincoln at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus. Like the all-new 2020 Lincoln Aviator, the luxurious midsize SUV with seating for seven, or the new Lincoln Navigator with spacious second and third row seating, 450 horsepower engine, and state-of-the-art technology. And at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus, we believe there's no greater luxury than your time. That's why every new Lincoln comes with complimentary pickup and delivery for all service. Experience Lincoln for yourself. Bob Boyd Lincoln, I-270 and Sawmill Road, or at lincolnofcolumbus.com.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444 Roof.
You're invited to be a part of the greatest weekend in high school football, the OHSAA State Championships in Canton, Ohio. Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium hosts all seven title games December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Make it a weekend to remember with the state finals and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Log on to the football page at OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, championship games, and tickets. Don't miss your chance to be a part of history.